In a little while from now, I'm not feeling any less sour. I promise myself to treat myself and visit a nearby tower. Climb into the top, will throw myself up in an effort to make it clear to ever what it's like when you're shattered and left standing in the ledge at the church where people saying, my God, that stops you, stood him up. No point in us remaining, may as well go home. As I did on my own, alone again, naturally. And that only yesterday was cheerful, bright and gay, looking forward to what wouldn't do the role I was about to play. As if to knock me down, reality came around, and without so much as a mere touch, cut me into little pieces, leaving me to doubt. Talk about God and His mercy, who if He really does exist, why did He desert me? In my hour of need, I truly am indeed alone again, naturally. It seemed to me that there are more hearts broken in the world that can be mended, left unattended. What do we do? What do we do? Over the years, whatever else what appears, I remember I cried when my father died, never wishing to hide the tears. 65 years old, my mother got rested so, couldn't understand why the only man she had ever loved had been taken, leaving her to doubt. With the heart so badly broken, despite encouragement from me, no words were ever spoken. When she passed away, I cried and cried all day, alone again, naturally. Alone again, naturally.